conscious. Source is full conscious, but it could be that man, in his separation from that full clarity, is referring to himself in an unconscious state. We want you to sort of leave behind all words that you've picked up along your physical trail. People want to talk about subconscious thoughts. They worry. They say, Abraham, I'm so full of subconscious thoughts, and law of attraction is responding to my subconscious thoughts. So couldn't I be negatively attracting and not even know it? And we say, first of all, if you are attracting and you are feeling no emotion around it, then it's not big enough for it to be an issue for you anyway. When you are attracting significantly, that you are feeling the emotional pull between who you are and where you're letting yourself be, then that's important because that means you are doing something with your thought that's keeping you from going with the flow. So we would encourage you for just a little while, and all kinds of clarity will come to you as you play this game. Instead of thinking in terms of conscious or unconscious thoughts, just say to yourself, every time I'm feeling emotion, good feeling or bad feeling, it means my thought is active. And if it's active, it's attractive. If it's active, it's attracting unto it. And so the feeling I have in my belly is my indicator that this is something worth giving my attention to. Now, really, the only attention you need to give, if you're feeling wonderful, then just keep doing whatever you're doing because it means you've turned, you're going with the flow, you're closing the gap between where you are and where you want to be, and manifestations are beginning to reveal themselves to you that give you evidence that you're getting to where you want to be. If you are feeling negative emotion, then just, and this is the work we want you to do, stop in the negative emotion and do your best to just let go of those oars. Do your best to try to find a feeling that gives you relief, and then the stream will turn you. So let's take this very subject of conscious and unconscious. What is at the heart of your concern about this? In other words, why do your thoughts matter to you?
Well, let's talk about breathing. I have a particular way of breathing that I learned in Hawaii, and it feels very charging for me. It gives me lots of energy, and it gives me a great feeling of aliveness and presence.
And do you know why?
I know why because it just brings lots of energy to me, lots of juice.
But do you know why it does that?
I suppose because it aligns me with Source.
But do you know why it aligns you with Source?
Why?
All of these words are right, but
no.
The reason that you feel that is because in your breathing, you focus upon the breathing itself. And when you focus upon the breathing, you're not worried about money, you're not worried about this, mm-hmm. you're not focused upon that. You have no upstream thoughts.
Right.
So in the focusing upon your breathing, you let go of any thoughts that are contradictory, which means your boat turns in the stream, and everything else that you described is a byproduct of coming into alignment with who you are. That
right.
feeling of elation, that feeling of clarity, that feeling... All of those sensations are about you coming into vibrational alignment with you.
Right. But now the next step of that is the way I conceptualized it, and I know we have some languaging we need to change
right.
there, but the way I conceptualized it was that to have the breathing become so well learned that I could be unconsciously competent in that breathing.
But you see what's happening. And it's a wonderful thing. We teach meditation, which is mm-hmm. what the breathing exercise is doing also. We mm-hmm. teach it because it's easier to teach you to have no thought than to have pure positive thought. Mm-hmm. In other words, nothing will turn you in the stream faster than quieting your mind, putting your brain on pause, focusing upon something that has no resistance. And every time you do that, you'll turn and go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
But there's in other words, in that unconsciousness, there's a difference between, this is so good. You're really going to like this. So when we talk about deliberate creation, we talk about identifying what you want or asking for it. That's step one. And then Source answers it. That's step two. And both step one and step two more or less take place without you. In other words, the contrast helps you to ask. Source answers it, and this vibrational escrow thing is going on. Your work is step three, which is to relax and allow, to not push against, to allow the stream to pull you in the direction of what you've been asking for. And so you're absolutely right in understanding that if you could put your brain on pause, if you could stop the resistant thought, if